preview of the Haines Assembly meeting on Tuesday evening, and we hear from candidates for the Haines School Board. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Once again, the issue of heliskiing will likely come up at the Haines Borough Assembly meeting on Tuesday evening. It should come up during reports from the mayor or borough manager. Both referred to heliskiing issues during their reports that are part of the assembly meeting packets. Mayor Stephanie Scott makes note of a recent correspondence from the family of a man killed in a March avalanche. Nikolai Dodov died while skiing as a client with a local heliskiing company. A guide with the company also died in the avalanche. The family is asking the borough to not renew the permit for the company. The mayor writes in her report that the matter would only come to the assembly after the manager decides on a permit renewal if the company appeals that decision. Manager Mark Ernest, in his report, writes that he does not intend to have the borough independently investigate the avalanche deaths, although, he said, safety records are part of the consideration when allotting skier days and renewing permits for the 2013 season. No company has filed to renew its permit yet. Ernest also writes the administration is still developing recommendations for any changes to the ordinances governing heliskiing. The assembly at its last meeting accepted the manager's recommendations that were so far developed, but the day after that meeting, Ernest said new information came to light, and the borough administration asked the Commerce Committee to meet and discuss recommendations that might still be developed as part of an ordinance. Ernest and the mayor mentioned several other issues in their reports to the assembly, including developing a transition plan for a new manager. Ernest's contract expires in June of next year. The assembly on Tuesday will consider a resolution to purchase the Picture Point property. It will discuss a different resolution to purchase a $25,000 wood pellet boiler for the Haines Senior Center. It will also vote to approve a Memorandum of Understanding with Prophecy Platinum Corporation about the potential development of the Wellgreen deposit near Burwash Landing. The company has identified Haines as the closest deepwater port to the site, and the borough administration wants the MOU as a step to promote Haines's prospects for port development. The Haines Borough Assembly meeting starts at 6:30 on Tuesday evening in Assembly Chambers. Next week on October 2nd is the borough and municipal elections for Haines and Skagway. This week we'll be running our collection of candidate statements. Candidates for the Haines School Board and Assembly and the Skagway Assembly seats were offered the opportunity to submit statements to air on KHNS News. Today we look at the candidates for the Haines School Board seats. There are three candidates running for four open seats, Sarah Chapel, Royal Henderson, and Brenda Jones. The school board will have to appoint a seventh member to the board after the election. Today we hear candidate statements from Sarah Chapel and Brenda Jones.
I'm Sarah Chapel, and I'm running for seat A on the Haines Borough School Board. I believe my experience in the community and my commitment to children will make me a valuable member of the school board. I was a board member of Chilkat Valley Preschool for 7 years, and I served as the president of the preschool for the past five. I'm the mother of three elementary-age children at the Haines School. I've watched my children grow under the direction of talented teachers, and I've observed challenges that have helped shape my understanding of the way our school works. The Haines schools are one of our town's greatest assets. We have a staff of dedicated teachers and hardworking administrators. Our classrooms are well-equipped with 21st century technology, and our school facility is a bright, pleasant place to learn. We have the tools we need to prepare our students for success. I believe all students deserve the opportunity to excel. Nothing builds confidence like the feeling you've surpassed your own expectations. Some students will find it in sports, others in woodworking or in the art room. Students also should know the reward of doing their best work in the classroom. I'd like to see more opportunities that challenge gifted students and explore ways to bring advanced placement classes to Haines for high schoolers. I'd also like to help develop a network of community volunteers who can share their talents and experiences with our students. Early literacy in the primary grade should remain a district priority. We've established new programs that are working, and we need to make sure we devote the resources to keep those programs going every year. Small group instruction that starts in kindergarten, staff reading specialists, and regular assessments will help every child achieve his or her full potential. One thing I've thought about a lot as I've watched my kids move through the grades is how important it is to establish a school environment that's based on respect. The kind of community we build in those first years of school is the foundation for our children's ongoing school career. I'd like to look into putting more resources into counseling for the elementary grades to help build respect and understanding in the classroom, and use that opportunity to bring families into the discussion as well. I'm excited to come up with strategies for the school board to communicate their priorities and agenda to the school community. I hope we can encourage more parents, students, teachers, and community members to come to school board meetings and share their thoughts. Establishing a parent advisory council is a good first step. This will give parents a voice to express concerns and make recommendations. The more the school board hears from the community, the better our decisions will be. Thank you for considering me for school board. I look forward to working to keep our school great.
My name is Brenda Jones. I am the current secretary treasurer for Hainesboro School District. The mission of Hainesboro School District is to graduate lifelong learners with the confidence, skills, and knowledge to realize their aspirations and contribute to a changing world. In the last 10 years, the school district has successfully managed a financial crisis in 2002 when the school did not have enough funds to continue operating. Currently, the district has almost $500,000 in reserves to allow us to respond to future financial challenges. We have addressed our facility requirements and have constructed a new school and remodeled the high school. The new facility not only meets the needs of our students, but also is the borough's most energy-efficient building. We have upgraded the Mosquito Lake School with improvements to the septic system, playground equipment, and heating system. Our students have demonstrated their strong academic performance by consistently scoring 10 to 15 percentage points above the state average. Last year, 92% of our students were proficient in language arts, and 81% of the students were proficient in mathematics. Alaska has 53 school districts, and Haines was one of only 12 districts in the state to make annual yearly progress required under the federally mandated No Child Left Behind Act. The goal is to provide an opportunity for every child to obtain their highest possible success. In our continuing effort to improve student achievement, we have adopted a strategic plan and have made measurable progress towards its goals. We instituted a staff development plan and have focused our efforts in mathematics. We are currently re-examining our curriculum to assure alignment with the strategic plan and state standards. Computerized assessments have been incorporated, which provide our educators with real-time feedback on each student's strengths and weaknesses. This allows us to respond more effectively to the student's individual needs. We have found success in improving reading literacy by using the Fast Forward Reading Program. We understand that we must be forward-looking and help the students to develop the skills that they will need for future employment. In the last few years, we have reinstated career and technical education and will work to improve our program in the coming years. Currently, we offer vocational training with classes in woodworking, carpentry, welding, boat building, photography, computers, and cooking. We also offer a wide variety of classes, including art, music, physical education, and foreign language. Our students have the opportunity to develop their team working skills by taking part in many extracurricular activities, including basketball, wrestling, volleyball, cross-country, cheer, stunt, track, DDF, and pep band. I want to thank the community of Haines for their strong support of our high-quality, well-maintained programs. I want to send a special thank you to retiring school board president Carol Kelly. Carol has provided our school with a wealth of expertise and leadership skills during 10 years of service on the school board. Thank you for your support, and remember to vote on October 2nd.
That was Haines School Board candidate Brenda Jones, and before her, Sarah Chapel. Royal Henderson is also running for one of the open seats on the Haines School Board this year, and no one is running for the fourth empty seat. On Tuesday night, we'll hear from candidates for Haines Assembly Seat A, Dave Barry Jr. and Jonathan Green. You can hear all the candidate statements online at our news page on khns.org. And a quick update on the Haines moose season. As of Monday afternoon, Fishing Game reports 9 moose taken in the Haines area. 5 of those were spiked fork configuration, 2 were a 3-brown tine, and 2 were 50-plus inches. There have been no sublegal moose reported. We'll bring you an update each newscast until the last day of the season on October 7th. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Check out khns.org for more than just your local news. On our news page, you'll find news from sources around the region, state, greater U.S., and Canada. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS welcomes comments on topics important to you. If you'd like to make a commentary to air on your local community radio station, check our website for guidelines at khns.org under Community. Each listener commentary airs twice, once in the evening and once in the morning after your local news. Everyone has an opinion, and you can make yours heard on the KHNS commentary.